Oh, man, that's sweet.
Awesome.
And speaking of things that nobody cares about, welcome to Big Foamy Head, the Not So Beer Show. And we got the last show was the Bittersweet Beer Show. Kind of bitter, mm-hmm. kind of sweet. And this one is all about the sweetness. And we've got things to drink that are not beer. We've got meads. We've got your prison jungle juice,
yeah,
that you made, and
what do they call it, toilet hoochie or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. So, and Rick, what do you? You got your, you also got the mead, and
I do. I've got a Mellow Mel from Zach Mann,
all right,
who's on the Beer Tribe, and he sent a bottle to both of us, and this is a kick ass Mellow Mel.
Yes, it is.
It's very, very.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got some specs on Zach Mann's brew here.
What a millimel. 17 pounds of berries, blueberries, blackberries, currants, strawberries, raspberries, and 24 pounds of local Virginia honey. Original gravity, 1051. Final gravity, 0.985. So it went below 1.0. That means it's very dry. Alcohol by volume, 25.2%. Ding, ding, ding. Flavor incredible. And then after it was fully done, he added another 4 pounds of honey to bring the gravity up to 1030. I imagine it was just like way too dry.
And so, and we're drinking on this, and I'm wondering if you've got the same reaction we are. You wouldn't know this is 25%. It goes down way easy, sweet. And per his suggestion,
you can see the legs. Look at the amount of legs.
He said, put it in a wine glass and swirl it and look at the legs on this thing. Yeah. It's like resin almost. I mean, it's like, you know, you can see everything on it, and the smell is fantastic and the taste is fantastic. And he advised to take this with a dessert of some sort. So I went by the Walgreens and got a bag of Halloween candy. And so we're enjoying some of Hershey's finest assortment of chocolates and it works. The berries and the chocolate, man, you can't get no better than that.
Go pretty good.
Very good stuff. And so that's the noise you hear in the background, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Ricky, eating anything with yours?
No, didn't follow his recommendation, I guess. But I do have to commend him on this. This is a really fantastic Mellow Mel. It's just it's almost like cherry soda pop. You'd hardly even realize that it's alcoholic at all. So he did a really good job.
You know, when you put it up to your mouth and your nose goes in the glass, you can kind of smell that alcohol flavor a little bit, or aroma. But when you sip it, it goes down really easy.
It does. I would hate for the kids to get into this.
Yeah.
It'd all be gone and yet another trip to the emergency room and explaining to the cops
why your kids are drunk again. You notice I said again.
This month. Yeah, this is.
He has an interesting note here. He says, read the current issue of BYO if there is any interest in what he did to get this attenuation. And so BYO obviously is Brew Your Own. He posted that on July 11th. I'm going to have to look in my back issues and see if he did a write-up.
Very nice. Very nice. It's an outstanding beverage. And
speaking of dates, how old is this?
We don't know.
Well, I don't. He wrote this post on July 11th. Yeah. So
maybe not that old, right? But with the alcohol, got to keep forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. There's no carbonation to speak of. It's
definitely a still or a flat or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
not that that doesn't keep it from having like a little bit of taste in your mouth and moving around. I think it's probably because of the alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm. It's real good.
Very good. Very
You know how you do a wine, you put it on your tongue and you suck air across your tongue, kind of bubble it? Try that with this, and, man, it'll blow your mind. The alcohol just comes out like crazy.
Good stuff.
It's good. Chuck Norris once visited the Virgin Islands. They are now the islands.
So we got the GABF coming up, and we're headed to the outpost there. Rick's cabin in the woods,
mm-hmm.
and Looking forward to that.
I'm glad we don't have to stay in that tent that he was in for so long.
I know. Hey, nothing, man. We're going right into the cabin that he's built onto the side of the double wide. That's fine living there.
Is your outhouse a one-seater or a two-seater?
I used the best plywood I could find for that thing.
I think he sanded it down and everything, you know. They're so smooth.
Mike, the outhouse is side-by-side seating, so.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
his and hers.
Yeah.
You can have fun or have company while you're out there.
That's right.
That's important.
Get one of them grizzly bears.
Chuck Norris doesn't read books. He stares them down until he gets the information he wants.
Speaking of grizzly, Rick's night got a little grizzly last
high
night.
High alcohol.
Right?
Yeah, I was out sampling some of the fine beers that my club members are brewing. We actually have three guys who are brewing Pro-Am beers for the GABF. So that's quite an honor. I don't know how many Pro-Am entries there are, but we have three going. Last night they unveiled a Baltic Porter that was running around 9.5%. Couple of pints of that, and there was a Weizenbach at the same place. Yeah. Another Pro-Am entry from our club, and that was running around 10%. So 4 pints in. I had a pretty big night last night. And then we went over to Gordon Biersch and tried a couple of their excellent lagers. So
and
here I am today drinking Mellow Mel.
Yeah, kind of tapering off a little, are you?
Yeah, there you go. Winding down.
So you were saying the Pro-Am is homebrewers going into a professional brewery and
right. Typically, they'll have a homebrew competition, and the best of show entry from that homebrew competition will win the prize of getting to go with a professional brewer in the local area to brew. And the one they did last night, the Baltic Porter, they did 9 barrels. So it was a big brew.
Wow.
And this is how they're going to take this down to the GABF, and there's that table there, right?
Exactly.
Where you can go and sample some of this. And so we're planning on going and got our tickets, more or less.
Going to go down there and get our freak on.
Yep. And get all up in that beer and see a lot of our podcast friends mm-hmm. and listeners and who knows who, right?
Yeah, look forward to putting, you know, you guys have met a lot of these people. I haven't. I'm looking forward to meeting some of them and putting faces with voices and all that good
and
stuff.
And we mentioned Beer Tribe,
mm-hmm.
and we know they're going to be there.
Yeah.
And hopefully Zach Mann himself will show up.
Right. That's actually brewcrazy.com, and his group will be here.
Right.
And we always have the guys from Northern California, the Brewing Network, they come. They're actually the official podcasters of the event.
Well, by Northern California, you mean Fayetteville, Arkansas? Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking Basic Brewing. Those guys. Okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking James Spencer and Basic Brewing. You're right. California, Arkansas, hell, you know, you can hardly tell them apart.
That's
right?
The Miller Mill working on him.
I know. I'm 25% alcohol right now.
We've played in a loop. You think I'm right?
Man, I know. Wait, let me get that for posterity. Rick, you're right.
Oh, man, I love hearing that.
Hey, Rick, what was that?
Make you a t-shirt.
What was that beer New Belgium's got? 1854?
Or 1726 or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, Mike's like brought over some 1554. He's like holding up saying, read the label. Yeah, facts
Mike,
have no place. Facts have no place on Big Foamy Head. If Chuck Norris is running late, time better slow the fuck down.
Well, speaking of facts, former Leinenkugel president dies at 87 years old. And Bill Leinenkugel, who expanded the markets of the tiny Chippewa Falls brewery, his family founded in 1867. Bill died Monday after a lengthy struggle with cancer, his family said Tuesday. He was 87 years old. This is a really good quote here. "I'm just a beer salesman who had a good product to sell," Leinenkugel recently told the Chippewa Herald in describing his 39-year career with the company his great-grandfather, Jacob Leinenkugel, founded. So. These guys are in with the big beer conglomerate, Miller Coors. I guess everybody knows those guys, huh?
Yeah.
But I think it said in there that they sold about 4 or 5 years ago or something like that. But
they make a good product, too.
Yeah, they got pretty good beer.
Yeah.
I had some up in Chicago last time I was up there, and they make a wheat beer that's real good.
Chuck Norris is so fast, he can run around the world and punch himself in the back of the head.
What you chewing on?
My chocolate. No. It would be one of Hershey's, the Crackle, it's called.
I could hear it.
Some Rice Krispies. They said
that was Halloween candy right here in the middle of September, or the end of September?
Yeah. Yeah.
Say that again.
A week away from October. it's been on the shelves for 2 months.
Yeah, and it was made last year. It's got all the preservatives in it.
They put this stuff out like in July. I was in something. I'm going to bitch about this, but it's like, oh, too late. It's October next week.
This is leftover Christmas candy from last year.
Yeah, you're drinking that. You're eating the Thin Mints. This is what apparently every form of chocolate known to man goes good. Beg your pardon? Every form of chocolate known to man goes real good with this Zach Mann's efforts here. Man, good stuff.
I was thinking
that Leinenkugel has a berry beer. Right? And you were talking earlier about another, I personally would call it a not beer, Bud Light with lime. Some more beer news, right?
Yeah, they're
that's a lime flavored malt beverage.
They announced that their sales are slowing, and they're trying to figure it out. Well, I can figure it out. It tastes like crap.
Yeah, everybody, it's lime flavored cat piss.
Yeah,
the lime can only disguise it for so long. Well, you know, everybody, it got like a little buzz because the kids were saying, "Oh, look,
Bud Light lime."
Yes, well, lime. Woo!
Well, you know, they throw a flashy commercial out there with a girl in a tank top and her breasts are hanging out and she's got shorts up the crack of her butt. Hell, I'd want to try something that would get me a girl like that, too, you know?
Yeah, I'd buy that.
Once, twice. No girl in what butt crack short shows up. That's it. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm back to my craft beer.
Well, speaking of which, God bless Mr. Leinenkugel. And I had a sunset wheat on Newport Beach like a month ago, and that was just the perfect beer at that place at that time.
Yeah,
and the sun was shining through it, and you know, it was just a wonderful beer. So yeah,
the last
like line
and Kugels. The last line and Kugel I had was at the Memphis Chicks at the baseball stadium, and I think it was a sunset wheat too, and it was great summer beer. And it was interesting though what you just read about. They stayed a tiny little brewery in Chippewa Falls until Bill took them big, grew that thing like nobody's business. And so there you go. Another beer person gone. But I want to take a break, and we're going to segue into our next non-beer beer. And so this is,
and it's not Bud Light with lime.
It's not Bud Light with lime. And so Rick's it's the all request hour on Big Foamy Head. And caller, we've got your song for you. And we're playing.
Dick is the mix master on the turntable.
There it
mixing
is.
Mixing it up for us.
That's right. Oh, it's Mike the human beatbox there. Yeah, talent's just dripping out of you. That's some penicillin to clear that up.
Clear right up.
So we're going to play Rick's song, which is the title of his mead, coming up.
Bearing song.
So that was the Sweet Dulcet Sounds. It was the Allman Brothers Band doing Sweet Melissa. And we got Dick Pepper as the DJ Jazzy Jeff.
He's spinning the wax, it up, man. For us
and spinning the platters. Anyway, the reason we did that song is because my next non-beer is Medovina Colorado Honey Wine Sweet Melissa. It's a mead that's made right here in Niwot, just down the road from me. And it's very spicy. It's got more of the mead characteristics than what we got from Zach Mann's Berry Beery, which to me is date rape stuff, man. You could give that to some hottie and just like, we're all messed up.
We had to stop. 25%. We had to stop.
This one, the Sweet Melissa from Medovina, is a nice 14% alcohol by volume.
Yeah, a light beer.
Nice and spicy.
A light mead.
Yeah.
I noticed that Rick's is looks like honey. It's a golden color.
It does. It's very gold. And
compared to the other one, which was a berry. Yeah. Now, the berry has the berry color, the red, the grape, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, is the one you're drinking, do they call that something different? I mean, what style is the one you're drinking?
Straight mead, right?
Or just a mead? Or?
Oh, yeah. It's a classic mead. It's got more of the – remember that Polish mead we had?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is closer to that.
Okay.
So it's got a lot of those phenols and a lot of the spiciness that came with that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I had one of those earlier to kind of get prepared, which now in hindsight was a really bad idea because it was 25% alcohol and killed a lot of brain cells. The one I've got, and you can see it, the remnants there, it's dark.
It is real dark. It looks like a damn bourbon.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And so the meads range all over the place in
color.
It
smells like a bourbon. Is this a smoked?
No, it's just a mead. I mean,
tell me you don't smell smoke in that.
Well, I didn't, but I'm...
Smell it.
I'm hammered by Zach Mann's...
I'm not asking
berry,
you to taste it. Just smell it. Put your nose against the glass.
See, to me, it's like a
you don't get any smoke out of that?
Cooked down honey, almost sorghum.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's a real rich flavor. Yeah. And the meads can range all over the place, right? And Rick, you were talking about where on some meads, if you overdo the honey, it ends up being rather dry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they can be from champagne to tasting just like basically sugar water. It depends on how you make it. Mead is a very versatile beverage. And
I guess a lot depends on the yeast.
You're making them, and I plan on making one. I've got some fresh honey from upstate Colorado. So
now, does the I guess the yeast has a big, big part in how it turns out, right, or what style you're going for?
Well, basically, you've got honey and yeast, so yeah, it's, I mean, that has a lot to do with uh-huh. it. It also depends on what the bees are eating to make the honey. I mean, mm-hmm. you've got clover honey, you've got avocado honey, you've got wherever the bees were harvesting.
You don't want any of those meat-eating bees.
Yeah.
It tastes like spam.
The killer bees.
Yeah.
Well, so, the honey that I got was a local grower here in Carville. And he has, he says that most of his hives are across the river in Arkansas, around the soybeans and rice fields.
That'd be in West Memphis.
But he makes real good honey. I buy it in Kroger and eat it all the time. It's good stuff. I thought it turned out real well. This is the one we got. It looks a lot like Zach Mann's.
Okay, now we're talking about what we're drinking now.
Yeah.
And this is another not beer, and this is Mike's take on Johnny Mac's from Brew Crazy, mm-hmm. his recipe,
Purple Panty Dropper,
mm-hmm. and it's a real easy drinking beverage. Mm-hmm. We're not sure the alcohol.
No,
it'll get you hammered.
It gets me a little warm inside.
But this is what are the ingredients in this thing?
I put 12 pounds of honey and 10 cans of Welch's grape juice concentrate.
So, it's got quite a few fermentables in.
Yeah.
So, Mike,
yeah.
What's Beth, your wife, think of this?
She doesn't like it because it's got a little bit of alcohol taste to it. But my neighbor loves it. She just, you know, loves to see me walk out the door with a bottle in my hand, headed that way.
Julia?
So, yeah, Julia loves it.
Nice.
So, and most of the neighbors have tried it, and they like it. Some are like, ooh, you know, But they're the type of people that don't like anything with an alcohol flavor at all, you know. But I tend to like a little of that alcohol flavor in it.
Just I'd be worried about Mike walking around the neighborhood with a drink called the Panty Dropper.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. When you're a home brewer, your neighbors love the hell out of you, you know. It's just something.
Now, when Mike first told me about this, and he just kind of, I was kind of like half listening, and I heard like, grape juice.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
What are we doing, communion?
So, and I thought, this is like that hooch you get in prison, or, you know. So I looked it up, and I knew the name of it was Pruno.
Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer. Too bad he never cries.
So now this is something that maybe you should consider for your next brewing
Make
experiment.
Make it out of prunes?
Well, no. Actually, there are no prunes. Pruno, or prison wine, is an alcoholic liquid variously made from apples, oranges, fruit cocktail, ketchup, sugar, and possibly other ingredients, including bread. It originated in and remains largely confined to prison, where it can be produced cheaply, easily, and discreetly. It's made in a plastic bag.
Well, there's a Russian beer that's made from bread. It's called Vok. Kvok?
Kvok, yeah, I know that one. But this Pruno, apparently the end result has been colorfully described as a vomit-flavored wine cooler. That's almost redundant. But... yeah. So the fruit, you know how you got the yeast and you talk about the yeast starter? Theirs is called the motor, short for promoter, is retained from batch to batch to make the fermentation start faster. Because, what do you know, inmates are not permitted to have alcoholic beverages. Prison authorities confiscate Pruno whenever they find it. The beverage, if made improperly, such as in tin cans, can cause severe illness and possibly blindness. To ban us.
And if I'm in prison, I'm making hooch. I guarantee it.
That's right. You're going to be all up in that. The classic recipe, they traced it back, has been attributed to Jarvis Masters, a death row inmate at San Quentin, in his poem, Recipe for Prison Pruno. There it is.
What's that other thing you can go blind from?
But this is the thing. Laugh if you will. But in 2004, at the American Homebrewers Association's National Homebrew Conference in Las Vegas, a Pruno competition and judging was held. It's Pruno gone mainstream. The winner was a guy who didn't go blind. Apparently,
was he an ex-con? Did you have to be an ex-con to join?
I don't know, but apparently they only did it 1 year. That was enough. So, why? This tastes like shit.
It tastes like vomit.
Chuck Norris invented a language that incorporates karate and roundhouse kicks. So next time Chuck Norris is kicking your ass, don't be offended or hurt. He may just be trying to tell you he likes your hat. Hey, I got to apologize for all the F-bombs last show. That was the,
that's pretty bad, Dick.
That was the Chud. It was the Chud factor. I was possessed by the spirit
of Chud.
The spirit of the beer report. I was dropping them left and right. Jeez. So we should mention a non-paid commercial announcement that to listen to other podcasts, most likely better than this very one right here, you should go to beersafari.com. It's a jungle of beer out there. And the entire cast of characters, many of whom have probably sampled Pruno in its natural environment. You've got the Good Beer Show, Davis on Draft, Beer Report, who else? Gosh, everybody. Pacific Brew News. And
Should I drink that?
Craft
Beer Radio.
Yeah. They're all over the place.
You got My Life as a Foodie on there, too?
My Life as a Foodie is on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even Phil is on there.
Yeah, we don't like Phil, but we put him on there anyway.
I would love Phil. We don't like Phil. We love him.
We love Phil.
Phil's kind of like Chuck Norris.
You think? All right. So what else we got going on? This Pruno Hooch Juice Purple Panty Dropper.
What do you think about the Purple Panty Dropper?
I like this. I mean, this yet another beer for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this goes down way too easy, and if your kids got a hold of it,
yeah,
really, really bad things could happen. This is another one that I wish the women were around. Now, I noticed that the viscosity of this is not quite as thick
mm-hmm.
as the mead, but I actually think that makes it go down a little easier, a little lighter, you know?
Yeah. It's still got quite a few legs on it, so it's got a pretty good alcohol. Yeah.
I don't get a whole lot of alcohol taste.
You don't?
No.
And of course, it's not 25%.
No.
I mean, this is probably coming in at 9 maybe at the most.
It's actually very light. Rick, how's your mead going down? How's Melissa going down?
Fantastic. It's really good. Enjoying it.
She everything you thought and paid for?
Sweet Melissa, yeah.
Yum.
Hey, while I'm on mic, I'm going to say hey to Mitch, who came down from Montana and brought me a really nice growler of some Madison River Brewing Company IPA. I took it my home brew club, and we just enjoyed the crap out of it. And really, it was a nice visit, and he's got some cans for you guys. So cool. I'll get those to you shortly, and we'll have a Mitch show. So I want to encourage people that come to the greater Denver area to look me up and let me know you're here, and I'll go out and have a beverage with you.
I think we'll do that.
Yeah, we'll do that in a little bit.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. We'll come and visit.
Chuck Norris does not sleep. He waits.
And speaking of cans, I had that old Chubb not long ago.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the cheerleader pictures.
Yeah. No, those are canned
cans. I went to the Oscar Blues new brewery there in Lyons, or Longmont. So, you know, Lyons wouldn't let them expand. They moved to Longmont. And we had a pretty nice day, actually.
Good.
So you also went to Left Hand, right?
Yeah, we went to Left Hand, and then we went to the Pump House, and we sampled what they were submitting to the Great American Beer Festival.
You know what? The first thing I'm going to do, Rick, when I see you, is I'm just going to slap the shit out of you. Okay, I'm telling you, man, because folks out there, you don't realize what he does to me and Dick. He sends us these little text messages when he's in these breweries and brew pubs and brew houses and tap rooms, and you know, it's just all the time we get bombarded with this shit, and it drives us crazy.
Yeah, so I send him
because we are jealous.
Yeah, we're in Darfur here. beer Darfur.
Yeah.
So the tour we did at Left Hand was guided by one of the two co-founders. His name was Dick at Left Hand Brewery, and they were getting prepped for their 15th anniversary, which is going on next day. So it was a lot of fun. I mean, just listening to the guy who started it, two guys out of the Air Force, and they opened a brewery and they made it happen. So 15 years later, nationwide distribution.
Yeah, you know, Left Hand has been a kind of a hit-and-miss brewery for me. They're high alcohol beers. Man, ooh. I love them. And all of their 720, anything in a 720 from Left Hand is fantastic. But their mainstream stuff, yeah, you know, I mean, to me, I can give it a pass. And that ginger beer, that just doesn't fly.
No.
Not at all.
I've never had a ginger beer that I enjoy.
It was really good fresh on tap. We had it there at the brewery. Very good.
Okay, so that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Some things, you know, I guess it's like some music. You got to hear it live. Some things, I think, I guess you got to go to the tap.
It's like sex. It's better if you're there.
Well.
I agree with that. Well okay. Said. Brilliant.
All right. Let's let's depart just for a minute, and I got some Joe Bonamassa. This is a little live Joe.
Mm-hmm.
That was Joe Bonamassa, Walk in My Shadows. The mead is gradually wearing off. The Melomel. God, I'm going to need like cue cards or something. This Melomel.
Well, speaking of Joe Bonamassa, that show he has on Sirius Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty damn good. Cup of Joe. Comes on every morning. Mid-morning around 10, 11, somewhere in that neighborhood, depending on what part of the world you're in.
Yeah, it's great.
But good stuff. Check it out. He plays some awesome. He plays his favorites, and then usually he'll play one or two of his. So
yeah, he
good
did
stuff.
All acoustic.
Oh, really?
The other day, and I think he said that's, I forget which day it was, one of the 5 days. Mm-hmm. But it's an all acoustic set, and he played some stuff. And it's kind of neat because he said, now here's one that I play, but this is Eric Clapton playing, and he's way better than me.
Oh, cool.
So it's like, yeah, okay, well, that's pretty nice. But, yeah, he's a great player, and we got some more great culture and of a different sort coming up. It's time. It's time again, Rick.
All right. Cue the music. BeerHaikuDaily.com. This is in appreciation of Mr. Lining Kugel. Stained glass appreciated. The gold setting sun shines brightly through beer bottles stacked near the window. Beer haiku. Class culture.
Culture. Very nice. Hey, touching. There's a little tear right there. And it tastes like lining Kugel.
Like sunset wheat.
Yeah, it tastes like sunset wheat.
On Golden Pond.
Yum.
Chuck Norris frequently donates blood to the Red Cross, just never his own.
Our famous segment, What's Bugging Mike?
Yeah.
What's bugging you?
Okay. Mike, what is it?
Oh, heck, I don't know. Might have something to do with Lindsay Lohan, Clay Aiken. You know, hell, I mean, who didn't know Clay Aiken?
All the gender-confused people.
Man, I'm just, I don't know.
People Magazine, the cover article. Duh.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah. Clay is gay.
I'm Clay and I'm gay. Uh-huh.
I thought that it's a slow news week for People Magazine.
I mean, even Simon, one of the first episodes they did of that when he was on there, he even mentioned it. I think it was kind of under the radar there, kind of low voiced, but they were having a little argument.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that when he said it called him a butt-twitching, limp-wristed flit boy?
Yeah, no, I think that was another show. That's what he calls Ryan Seacrest.
Big ass faggot.
But as always, we embrace all lifestyles.
Now, we've had a really good show until you guys got really vile with the language. Now, we're going to have to put an explicit rating on this show.
Oh, God, I don't know. See, and that's, I apologize, right?
Yeah.
Did I? For the F-bombs. God, the meat has like neutered. The mead neutered me, and I keep calling it a mead. It wasn't a mead. Pardon? Neutered. Brain neutered.
So there'll be no more pepper children running around?
No more thoughts.
So he can't get lucky tonight. He's neutered.
None of that either. I know. The purple panty dropper worked, and now it just makes no difference.
Nowhere to go.
Yeah, I'm pulling a Clay Aiken.
All right, Mike. Next topic. Presidential debates in Oxford, Mississippi. We may or may not have them. It's Thursday. They're tomorrow night, and they're dealing with the corporate bailouts of $700 billion, which will cost $2,300 per person in the United States.
Isn't that amazing?
And that's what we were talking about earlier. It's like all of a sudden somebody said, oh, shit, we're out of money.
Yeah.
Get McCain and Obama up here, stat.
And it just makes you wonder, who the hell's minding the store? You know?
Nobody.
Nobody.
George W.
We're going to pay these fat cat bankers and lawyers and Indian chiefs a hefty salary for screwing up. Why are we doing this? I don't get it. I really don't.
Of course, you know, the other thing I...
And no Mississippi unless they clean up their act.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've wondered, though, this debt that we have, this tremendous debt, who's going to collect?
Yeah.
We're going to have like people showing up at our doorstep.
You know, I heard this morning that China is not pumping any more money into the American economy because they want us to fail. And then that way they can come in and buy it for 50 cents on the dollar instead of buying it what they're buying it for right now.
Well, what do we got left?
The Chinese aren't making. They're buying up everything they can. These companies are going to fail, they'll buy them up for 50 cents or 20 cents on the dollar after they fail.
You think that's what we'll see? Beer
if
companies?
They come in and buy them now, they're going to pay 80 cents on the dollar.
Yeah. You think beer companies will get us a Chinese beer company going?
Well, I don't think we have any left in America, do we?
Nope.
Other than the craft brewers.
Yeah, that's right. The big ones are gone.
Yeah.
Unless they buy from the Belgians. Who knows? Right? Or South Africans.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yep. So I guess we're safe there.
Fear is not the only emotion Chuck Norris can smell. He can also detect hope, as in, I hope I don't get a roundhouse kick from Chuck Norris.
Something that was bugging us and we went on and on and on about, the hops and the hop shortage. Mm-hmm. Now the big thing is, what hop shortage? And the crops are coming in. It's looking great, right?
Yeah.
So, good news.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Good news.
Yeah, all good news. So
hops everywhere.
Yeah.
Fire sale on hops. Buy them.
That's
well,
right.
You know, when there's a shortage, everybody jumps in thinking they're going to get rich. Well, when all the harvests come in, it's a bumper crop. And
yep.
There
they said
you
sent me the article. I think it said one area is up 27%. Is one of them like Idaho or somewhere 50-something%?
Yeah,
over. So it's like great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're with a resurgence in craft beer. Even you know, even Budweiser's pimping their ales, right?
Yeah,
man. I think there's going to be a market. Everybody's going to do well.
You know, and I think a lot of it has to do with, too, everybody realized there was a shortage, so everybody got more efficient with the hops and the barley and grain.
Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Reggae, man.
Mead-induced tongue slippage.
I know. God, this stuff just wore our ass out.
And I really believe it got these brewers more efficient in what they were doing, didn't use as much hops and I know I've heard homebrewers saying the same thing. They were talking about maybe trying to reuse hops and all sorts of stuff to make hops go further. So,
well, I'm glad, you know, unlike the gas crisis, this appears to have passed. But we didn't get there yet. We're not out of the woods 100%, but the future is looking bright.
Yeah, I think as long as the farmers can make money, they'll still grow them.
Oh, yeah.
That's the big thing. It's all about
the
dollar.
That was the segment, What's Bugging Mike?
Yeah.
Which
changed into Mike's okay with hops.
I like hops. Hops are my friend. Speaking of hops, I'm going to try to brew a beer this weekend. Didn't you say you're going to brew one, Rick?
I am brewing. I'm brewing the Denny Con Rye IPA.
So. Oh, rye. That's sticky stuff to work with, right?
I think I'm going to do that three-hearted ale again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite there.
I think I'm going to do that one. I really am.
Chuck Norris does not sleep. He waits.
All right, so let's sum it up. The not beers that we've had, we started off with Zach Mann's Melomel. Very, very berry. Man, it was good. I don't care what you call it. It was fantastic.
It was
good.
That
was just deliciousness in a glass.
It didn't taste homebrewed at all.
Oh. Man, it was fine.
It was like opening up a great bottle of wine.
Oh, it was excellent. Excellent. And then we came out of that. Rick went down the road with Sweet Melissa. And we got our prison on with Mike's purple panty dropper. No, it was really good. Very, very good. I'm just screwing
got
around.
Got the Pruno going on.
It was a lighter bodied compared to the Melomel, but man, delicious. And my wife came down for
a
few minutes.
Wife has the penny proper, right, Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike
and Johnny Max's recipe.
Yep. Kudos
and
to
he swore up and down it would be a good one, and it was. It's a goodie.
Very good.
I will make that again one day when I run out. I'll make it again.
And then, Rick, you cracked open the ever-popular 8177.
Right.
That was some leftover meat he stole off of the table when nobody wasn't looking.
Yeah, he stuck it down his pants.
At the is that a bottle of meat, or are you just glad to see me?
Yeah.
good stuff here. Man, we just had way too much. But, God, the only complaint I got is, like, was just brain numb.
And they do. They wipe you out. Superman owns a pair of Chuck Norris pajamas. What was it like out at the tasting? Was everybody loopy from the tasting?
Well, you can drink mead all day, and it's dry, and so you drink a lot of water to go with it. But I tell you, at the end of the night, I didn't feel drunk. It wasn't like a beer drunk. It was I've had mead all day, and I'm okay. You know, seriously.
You're probably.
I went to bed about 1:30 that night. Of course, I didn't feel that great the next morning.
It snuck up on you, wailed on you a little bit.
Chuck Norris can judge a book by its cover.
All right. Well, I'm spent. I've got it all. The whole Lindsay Lohan and her boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the hell that thing is, and Clay is gay. God, I don't know how I'm going to get over it. Oh well.
Things that make you go,
Yeah, never saw that one coming.
No. Not in a million years.
Great maids and great, what is Purple Panty Dropper called?
What?
What is it? Not a Perry.
Is it a Pimet?
Pimet.
Might be a Pimet.
Yeah? Rick?
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't look at me, man. I don't know.
He's out in Denver, and he's saying, don't look at me.
Okay. The non-beers have had their way with us. It's called a show. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Come back and see us.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret. You feel better if you cry. When waking from a bad dream, don't you sometimes think it's real? But it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartaches seem to hang around too long, and your blues keep getting bluer with each song, remember, sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your head down and go on and cry. Sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your head down and go.